You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, good morning to you, Earl, man. Great news, man, but I'm going to let you go ahead and tell everybody about that great news.
Well, anybody who doesn't know, you know, is on their way to the morgue. And they didn't make it last night. But yeah, you know, a resounding victory. Actually, a thrashing. When you lose by 10 percentage points in a state Supreme Court race that was, for all the world, talked about as if it was a toss-up, and the fact that $100 million was spent. Yeah, it's a thrashing. It was not even close. And it actually represents a lot of different things that I want to talk about this morning. Our phone lines are open at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Hey, you know, the phone lines are open. Call in. Tell us how you feel about the outcome of the election. Is it a surprise? You know, it is definitely a surprise to me in some way, shape, or form. In another instance, I don't think it really is, because what does it represent? So I keep telling you, man, I've been around a long time. And so I remember Scott Walker and the reforms that Scott Walker ushered in. And this is basically closing the door on 15 years of pain that many of us had to suffer in this state. And at the root of it was Scott Walker and Republicans controlling the state Supreme Court, who rubber stamped everything that Scott Walker and the Republicans wanted to have done. They did major damage, without question, did major damage that many of us are struggling to overcome today. You know, I live in Milwaukee, and I'll tell you something. There was $800 million that was going to be spent in a former plant that I worked at for 34 years. In a neighborhood that I grew up in. And it was going to allow high-speed rail to travel from Milwaukee, you know, Chicago, and other places. And a lot of that was going to be produced at the old A.O. Smith plant that I worked at for 34 years in a community that died after, you know, the A.L. Smith plant was shuttered, and 6,500 workers were basically at one point in time at that facility that stood for over 100 years and offered, you know, middle-class jobs to people like me, you know, right out of high school. And allowed us to live the American dream. Well, the neighborhood died. And so this was an opportunity as the federal government and the state government were going to revitalize that. But no, Scott Walker and his movements turned away $860 million, federal dollars, that would have revitalized that area and ushered in high-speed rail. And so because of a, you know, Scott Walker, he turned that away. And Republicans, well, we don't think we should be taking that money out. Guess what? Chicago took the money. California took the money. Other cities, other states took the money. Yes. That was Scott Walker. Not to mention Act 10. Not to mention all sorts of other horrible things. It turned away money for health care, federal dollars. Those horrible, horrible, horrible times, hopefully with this destruction of Brad Schimmel, we can start, you know, putting an asterisk on those Scott Walker reforms. Education reforms, the expansion of vouchers, and the cut of public schools. All of those things are on their deathbed now. So, yes, and hopefully, you know, with the outcome and with this thrashing, I was listening to, before we go to the phone lines, I was listening to conservative radio, as I always do. And I was hearing them say, well, the Democrats use dirty tactics. They lied on Brad Schimmel. How horrible was it, all the lies they told? What? Hey, man, look in the mirror. Who lies anymore than the Republican Party in these elections? Well, you know, maybe what we should have done is we should have gotten down and dirty like the Democrats did. Man, the only people who could have believed that the Republicans weren't down and dirty were blind and deaf people who didn't see the commercials or hear them. Republicans lost, hopefully, because some people came to their senses in this state who voted for Donald Trump. Well, you know, it's because of Elon Musk. I keep saying, okay, so if it's because Elon Musk, you got to say Donald Trump, he's the puppet master to Elon Musk. Let's stop saying it's all Elon Musk. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. Let's hear what you have to say. Hey, good morning, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Cardi. Very good morning. I think last night it was proven that chainsaws, cheeseheads, and checks do not buy votes in Wisconsin. And we should be very happy and very pleased this morning. And I think a big thank you should go out to all the individuals, the canvassers who went out in bad weather, got doors slammed in their face, but got out to vote, all the people that mailed postcards, made phone calls. Those are the individuals that deserve a huge thank you. And, you know, should take credit for this huge win. I obviously did not vote for Mr. Schimmel and don't agree with his policies. However, I would like to say he did show some class by standing before the voters. He stood up at that microphone and conceded. And he also called Susan Crawford, unlike Mr. Eric Hudvey. And unlike Mr. Scott Walker, those two did neither one. They did not face the voters and concede, which takes a tremendous amount of courage and class, nor did they call their opponent and wish them well. So I think Brad Schimmel should deserve a little bit of an acknowledgement on that. And going back to your initial intro, Earl, regarding Scott Walker and that high-speed rail. Not only did he turn down millions of federal dollars for that high-speed train, but he actually had to use our taxpayer dollars to pay the company that made some of those cars over there at the Arrow Smith plant. They were already made, and he still turned them down, and we had to make a settlement out of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars. It was in the tens of thousands. I think it was south of $500,000 to pay off the company that made those cars, and I believe they were sold to another company, or I mean another country, rather. But, you know, none of that, those federal dollars that we turned down came here to Wisconsin. Didn't save us any money. We lost that. It all went, as you mentioned, Earl, to other states.
Jim, you're right. Togo is the name of the company. And you're right. They had already produced two sets of trains. They were employing people with middle-class jobs like the one that I worked for 34 years. And Scott Walker and Republicans killed it. And then turned around and forgot and ushered in, what is the name of that place, man, right outside of Racine that they, the ninth wonder of the world?
Foxconn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Foxconn. So, yeah, man, a lot of horrible, horrible things that happened in this state under Scott Walker and Republicans. And at the root of it was them controlling the state Supreme Court. So that's why, you know, the accolades for all the people who voted, did all the hard work, as you so aptly stated, is due. Thank you very much for the call, Robert. I mean, Jim, always great hearing from you. Always great. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts about the outcome of the election. I get it. You know, the entire world doesn't change. But I can tell you here across the state of Wisconsin, that's a shot across the bow. Finally, 15 years later, that maybe the Republican stronghold is on its deathbed, at least in the state of Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Phone lines are open. Your thoughts on the outcome of the election yesterday. But Carter, you had a couple excerpts from the victor.
Oh, yes.
Miss Susan Crawford.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me. Justice Susan Crawford.
Let's go. All right, here she is.
I'm so grateful to have earned the trust and support of voters across this great state. And I'm here tonight because I've spent my life fighting to do what's right. That's why I got into this race, to protect the fundamental rights and freedoms of all Wisconsinites. Yes.
Go ahead.
I'll do this part. Here we go.
This great and state. I want to thank him. He's very gracious, and I wish him and his family well. And to the people of Wisconsin, thank you. Thank you for trusting me to serve you on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This campaign has been an incredible, life-altering experience. In so many ways.
Well, let's do this, man, because we know what she'll be doing for the next. We know what she'll be doing for the next 10 years. Let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Brian. You say what?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, you know, I'm relieved, if anything, about the results. I think a lot of us are. The one thing that got me was yesterday. I kept hearing that wonderful ad from Donald Trump, you know, in support of Brad Schimmel, that just made me want to vomit. Like every 15 minutes I heard it, because it was just BS, you know, for BS. I really do, you know, think that a lot of people within the last 2 months are just fed up on both sides, Republican and Democrat, independents alike, are just fed up with everything that's going on and came out and said, no, we're not going to stand for this. You can't buy our state. We've had enough. And, you know, this morning I noticed that a lot of people who I do know that are MAGA supporters are quite upset with the election results. And they're cussing and swearing and everything else. And it's like, and, you know, I said to one of them, I said, but aren't you guys, you know, the people who supposedly on January 6th had this wonderful day of love? And now you come out this morning swinging fists, you know, fists up and swearing and cussing and everything else because of, you're not satisfied with election results. It's like, come on, guys, you know, it's time to, you know, to move forward and realize that, you know, democracy is not going to be bought in our state and your party's dying, you know.
Hey, Brian.
So, hope.
Hey, yeah. Brian, man, thank you very much for those words. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., you're up.
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and I think you guys showed that yesterday. Also, this is the opportunity right now. If anyone is courageous enough to run for office out there, to run on one issue, and that is to get all money out of politics. It's an area that we all should be able to agree upon, whether you are on the left, the right, the Republican, the Democratic, the Independent, whatever it is, nobody should be bought off. And I hope that Susan Justice Crawford actually starts coming out and becoming a warrior to get all money out of politics. I also want to say before I go that what would this election have been like if we didn't have civic media? And I'll tell you what, civic media, I believe, has made a huge difference in the state of Wisconsin. And Sage Wild, and before that, Mike Crute, with the Devil's Advocate, have made this thing into a reality. And just thank you very much, civic media, for actually bringing Wisconsin back to maybe friends being friends and family being family again. Because honestly, I think you are making it where we can all discuss politics and we can agree to disagree, but we should all agree that money in politics is at the root of all of this evil and corporations don't own us. We the people are the government and we need to restore government back to we the people and make government great again.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. Your reflections on the outcome of yesterday's election on the Earl Ingram Show.
Violets in bloom. I just can't explain. Well, you got a way that you're making me feel I can do anything for you, baby. I'll be done for you, baby. Lay all my cards out tonight. Just call on me, baby. I've been there in a hurry. It's your move, so baby, baby, this time.
Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm your baby tonight.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Yes, the outcome of last night's election, especially the Supreme Court seat, but also the Department of Education outcome. I'm wondering if it's a repudiation of Republican policies. You know, you may say, well, how can it be Donald Trump just won? But I remember saying, as much as I heard Democrats say, we've got to clean the House, Democrats, we've got to change everything that we do, we've got to refocus what it is, how we run campaigns. And I remember saying, hey, you lost by 1%. Okay, for all of those who wanted to throw the baby out with the bathwater, you know, this what the Democrats were able to pull off this time is same policies. I mean, the same thing that they always do. They just organized and got people out. And not to mention some of the people who wound up voting for Donald Trump did not vote for, you know, Brad Schimmel. The numbers reflect that. I mean, they really do. Maybe people learn their lesson. Hopefully that's the case. Let's go to Tom. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, it's a beautiful day. Just a gorgeous day. The Talgo trains, I was 100% for that. Right-wing radio was nuts on that, saying that you could go just as far, get there just as fast if you took a car. But, you know, Europe does it, and it's very
They do it all over the world, man. It's all over the world.
They do. They do. Even like the streetcar, the hop. 1 million rides last year. How can you, you know, it's obviously working. But with Crawford, I get, for some reason, Walker is on my Facebook feed. And he's saying there that CNN gave them half-rate advertising, and that's one of the reasons why they lost. But in the comment sections of this, how can people who voted for Trump turn around and vote for Crawford? Bizarre. She is going to ruin the Supreme Court in Wisconsin with her wacky ideas. Homeowner, property owners, small business owners, better get ready for assessments bloated at best. And it goes on and on about stuff like that. There are some, you know, pro Crawford in these comments, but I'm still lost at the CJ type people who are just so dead set on all of this and think this is the right way to go. And I really believe that when the tariffs really kick in, that people are going to be in for a rude awakening,
so,
but they're probably going to blame Biden and
Tom, we're going to talk about the tariffs in the next hour, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Excellent.
Let's go to Mark from DeSac, Prairie DeSac. Good morning to you, Mark. Your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks so much, Earl, and thanks for recapping, you know, Scotty Wanker's disasters. I mean, that the opportunity cost lost there for the trade. And let's remember the broadband. We could have had across Wisconsin if we would have taken the money back then. And Scott Walker was not doing that for the people of the state of Wisconsin. He was doing it for himself so he could run for president and appeal to the conservative Iowa voters down there, because he thought that was to kick him off. So he just screwed us double for his own useless purpose. And he was on the trail there with Brad Schimmel. I saw him alongside Brad Schimmel in some of the little clip. And Scott Walker is just a kind of a despicable human being, as is, you know, that Brad Schimmel had some, I heard that on yesterday afternoon on Civic Media where Brad Schimmel was giving this little anecdote where he was bragging about taking down his 8-year-old daughter, you know, reducing her to tears over some little fib she had told. And who the hell brags about something like that? I mean, it is just, the thing that came to mind is, Christine Ohm bragging about shooting a dog. I mean, it just is, that's not the kind of thing you brag about, for God's sakes. That's the kind of thing it's not the kind of thing you do either. But, I mean, Brad Schimmel is, hopefully he'll be cast aside and hopefully he will fade away into obscurity. I mean, to hurt him, say, oh, well, I really didn't want to run for this, but I felt I had to. Well, no, you're an ambitious little man and you decided, this has been on your, you wanted to do this all along and probably you thought you'd springboard this into the governorship as well. And I'm just happy. I couldn't help but think of the old Beverly Hillbillies and Granny Clampus singing, I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. And that, And so I was pretty happy when I heard it last night. I slept quite.
Let me ask you, Mark. You've been a guy who clearly is politically astute and those kind of things. So I mean, we had to suffer, for 15 years with Republicans controlling this state. It looks like that's coming to an end. Your thoughts?
I certainly hope so. I think in the next election with fairer districts, we're going to see.
The maps are going to change completely now.
Yeah, the maps are going to change completely now, and hopefully they'll get around to redoing the redistricting on the House seats, because those are massively gerrymandered as well. I mean, that the district that I grew up in, up in the northwest part of the state, there is now, it used to be a pretty solidly, democratically district, and now we got Tom Tiffany, toxic Tom Tiffany, and I think that we're in for a world of hurt now with Trump getting rid of, we're going to reap the fall harvest of Donald Trump and getting rid of all those people.
So Mark, we're going to get into all that the next hour. Thank you very much for the call. You're right, the Republicans are concerned because they could eventually wind up losing a couple congressional seats, which they should have never held in the first place. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Good morning. A huge relief, to say the least. A much-needed win for We the People and People Power. Just think about it, Earl. A girl from a little town in Chippewa Falls beats the richest man on earth. And that doesn't get any more Wisconsin than that. But I will tell you, hats off that people showed up. It was a huge record turnout, and that's what it's going to take continuing forward. People responded finally, and I want to thank the people of Wisconsin for showing up. It made a difference, and it will continue to make a difference going forward. One of the things that Winkler, the spokesman from the Democratic Party, talked about was the hard work it took to get people to the polls, and that's absolutely a correct statement. It didn't happen by accident. It took a lot of people to donate a lot of time and energy to get this candidate.
Hey, Mike, do you think it's a repudiation of Republican politics in this state?
I do. I absolutely believe that. In I think it's critical, therefore, that we seize the moment and strike while the iron's hot, so to speak. It's time to go on the offensive. It's time to take over the messaging. It's time to hold the curtain open for the Wizard of Oz that's been hiding behind the GOP and this conservative movement for the last 45 years. Truth to power will get us there, Earl. And now's the time. I know it's motivated me to step up. When I see 2 million Wisconsinites go to the polls yesterday, and I know it's motivated you as well.
It's absolutely
going to take.
Mike, no question. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. Julie from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. It's Julie from Jackson. I lived a long time in Illinois, and being Republican in Illinois was kind of, you know, always depressing because you knew that, you know, there was nothing was going to change and a lot of people didn't vote. I think Wisconsin is, I think the Wisconsinites should be really proud of themselves that we had such a big turnout and that, it, you know, it's refreshing to see that, especially after we're all kind of tired of these elections and all the politics that goes with it. I think the money in politics is awful. I think it just proves that, you know, you can't have some rich guy, no matter who it is, come into a state that he doesn't live in and act like he's going to, you know, get people to vote. That's actually kind of a turnoff, I think, for everybody. I don't know how we stop that. I don't know why J.D. Pritzker can, you know, donate to the Wisconsin, you know, to Susan Crawford. I don't know why anybody out of our state can donate any money to our races. I think people are sick of it. We're sick of the stupid commercials. We're not dumb.
Hey, Julie, are you aware that it is the Republican Party that opened the door for money in politics? Are you aware of that?
I don't care who it was.
I know, but
it's stupid.
But they did it.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay, but it's been going on. Like, nobody stopped. You know, it just keeps going and going. I don't care who did it. I'm kind of in the middle here. I don't, like I said, it doesn't, I'm not fighting the Democrats. I'm not fighting you guys because I have different opinions. It's, you know, we're all in this together. This is our country.
You know, Julie, you know, and I would say that as a person who watches Donald Trump and what he's doing and Elon Musk and what the Republican Party is doing right now, I wish that we got people to understand that before we got into the quagmire we're in now. You know, we are facing some unprecedented times in this country.
Well,
go ahead.
I agree with I hear your point, but it's also everybody just needs to, I always say, take a yoga breath. And I know, you know, you don't like when Sandy says that, you got to sit back a little and see what happens here. Things aren't going to change from 4 years of, you know, one party and then a new party comes in to run the country. It's not going to be overnight. And that's another thing American people aren't stupid about.
Hey,
and
Julie,
so I think
it's happening overnight. It's only been 3 months. Tell me a good thing that's happening that I should be excited about.
Well, that
Republicans and Donald Trump is doing.
We should all be excited that the border is becoming safe. And people aren't dying trying to come over here illegally. That's number one. People were dying coming over illegally, trafficking people dying. That's number one. Then the illegals coming in, not coming in correctly, that's changed. I can go on, but
yeah.
I hear your music.
Okay, so, thank you very much for the call, Julie. You know, I would say to you that innocent people are being taken hostage by our government and taken to nations and being in prison just because of what they look like. Not a good thing. 855-752-4842. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. as I turn up the collar bone. My favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man soul.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? Well, it's wonderful. But this is a tiny step in the right direction. We have a long way to go. We have to go back and reclaim our country from the mega people who have tried to change our country into an authoritative nation. And this is not good. Good people are losing their jobs. They're losing their income. And we have to get back to being one for all. And that means DEI. That means that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. There is no black, white, whatever decision. We are all human beings, and we have to work towards those goals to make this a better world, not just a better country, but a better world. And I'm sick and tired of listening to people and people like Scott Walker. I know Act 10. I suffered under Act 10. My union were mainly women. We didn't get an increase for 10 years. And the reason why is because we were women who were doing men's jobs, and we thought highly of ourselves, and they considered us uppity women. I will never forget that, because I was a union rep, and this alderman told me this. And I thought, of all the sacrifices that I made for this city, and this is what you think of me?
Hey, get together. Love your
neighbor.
Hey, Susan, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much. Let's go to Jean from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Jean. You say what?
Well, the truth will set us free, and I want to thank all of Civic Media, every one of you, all of your callers, all of the time and energy everybody on the ground put out. This was a group effort of all people, independents, Republicans, and definitely Democrats. And this is the only way that we will fight the destruction that is in our country. Scotty Walker did the same gall darn thing. We had McCarthy that we could be so proud of years ago. Give me a break. The hatred, the lies, the cynicism, and blaming others. We can't survive as a nation with all the lies and destruction going on. So we fought back against Scotty Walker, and he's trying to stick his little nose back in there again. What he did, he destroyed workers' compensation. He moved the building. He moved different places around there, split up. He did so many things that people weren't aware of to destroy the inside of the state of Wisconsin and take control. Well, that's what the president is doing right now with all of those little Republicans that helped Scott Walker in our state, now in the federal area. So we need to keep working, folks, because we can do good and we can change this, and we have to.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for that. I do want to, you know, respond to Mary, who in a text who said, am I going to mention the voter ID that passed? And yeah, I should mention that because it passed overwhelmingly. Many people who voted for the Supreme Court justice voted yes to this voter ID law, and I don't get it, to enshrine it, meaning a new Supreme Court can't come in and change it. It was a Supreme Court that did usher it in, a conservative Republican Supreme Court. So I don't understand how people who voted for Susan Crawford, Justice Crawford, then turned around and voted in opposition to what I think is a law that was ushered in, predicated on lies, and the fact that that's going to remain, even though there are people who voted for Justice Crawford, think that that's a good idea. So, yes, you're absolutely correct, Mary. That law passed, and I mean it's now a law. And for the life of me, I don't understand how you can see it both ways. Right is right, wrong is wrong. We did this all these decades without that. And so to say that people are lying, I still don't support that. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Hang on the phone lines. I'll come to you. You tune into the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.